Hoy te voy a enseñar 65 frases idiomáticas en inglés que vas a querer saber. Son frases que no puedes traducir palabra por palabra y vas a querer saber lo que significan si es que quieres comunicar en inglés, porque vas a escucharlas en películas, canciones, por las calles, por todos lados. Si tú quieres más lecciones ayudándote a crecer tu vocabulario con frases esenciales, solo te pido que me avises en los comentarios para que yo sepa qué es lo que tú quieres trabajar en las próximas clases. Ah, y de verdad, para ayudarme a promover ese video y este canal, porque no podemos seguir creciendo sin tu ayuda. Ya, empecemos. Y si tú quieres educar tu oído 100% gratis, tengo un entrenamiento que me tomó meses crear, que puedes bajar hoy en día 100% gratis. Educa tu oído hoy. Enlace en el primer comentario. La primera frase, on edge.
Everyone is on edge. Everyone is on edge.
You seem very on edge. You seem very on edge.
On edge usamos para decir nervioso, ¿ya? I am on edge. Estoy nervioso. O he seems on edge. Él parece nervioso. On edge.
Everyone is on edge. Everyone is on edge.
You seem very on edge. You seem very on edge.
La próxima, to get cold feet.
Don't get cold feet now, Gabby, please. Don't get cold feet now, Gabby, please.
Sometimes men just get cold feet. Sometimes men just get cold feet.
Get cold feet literalmente es tener los pies fríos, pero lo usamos para decir echarte para atrás o encobardarse, ¿no? Muchas veces lo usamos para hablar del matrimonio cuando alguien se echa para atrás, ¿ya? Don't get cold feet.
Don't get cold feet now, Gabby, please. Don't get cold feet now, Gabby, please.
Sometimes men just get cold feet. Sometimes men just get cold feet.
To get on someone's nerves. Molestar a alguien, sacar de juicio a alguien.
I get on everybody's nerves. I get on everybody's nerves.
Don't get on her nerves. Don't get on her nerves.
She gets on my nerves. She gets on my nerves. Ella me molesta con lo que dice, cómo actúa, como sea, ¿ya? To get on, y nota, en el inglés de los Estados Unidos vamos a decir get on, con la R suave. Get on someone's nerves.
I get on everybody's nerves. I get on everybody's nerves.
Don't get on her nerves. Don't get on her nerves.
To be over the moon.
I'm just over the moon. I'm just over the moon.
Didi is over the moon. Didi is over the moon.
To be over the moon. Literalmente sobre la luna. Usamos over the moon para hablar de un estado de ser que es extremadamente alegre. Estoy tan alegre. I'm over the moon. Over the moon.
I'm just over the moon. I'm just over the moon.
Didi is over the moon. Didi is over the moon.
To be on cloud nine.
Well, Peterson's on cloud nine. Well, Peterson's on cloud nine.
I was on cloud nine this morning.
I was on cloud nine this morning.
To be on cloud nine. Literalmente como estar encima de la novena nube. Es otra forma de decir extremadamente feliz. I'm on cloud nine. I'm on cloud nine.
Well, Peterson's on cloud nine. Well, Peterson's on cloud nine.
I was on cloud nine this morning.
I was on cloud nine this morning.
Shaken up.
I'm pretty shaken up. I'm pretty shaken up.
It's shaken up.
It's shaken up.
Shaken up. Si estamos hablando de un batido, shaken up quiere decir que está mezclado bien. Pero si estamos hablando de una persona, queremos decir que algo pasó que les dejó emocionalmente como agitado, ansioso, nervioso. She's shaken up after what happened. To be shaken up.
I'm pretty shaken up. I'm pretty shaken up.
It's shaken up.
To be under the weather.
I am just feeling under the weather.
I am just feeling under the weather.
He said he was under the weather.
He said he was under the weather.
To be under the weather. Literalmente bajo el clima. Pero under the weather simplemente quiere decir no sentirse bien. Quizás estás un poco enfermo, quizás nada más no tienes ganas de trabajar, no te sientes bien. Puedes decir, I'm under the weather. Under the weather.
I am just feeling under the weather.
I am just feeling under the weather.
He said he was under the weather.
He said he was under the weather.
Sick and tired.
I am so sick and tired of his. I am so sick and tired of his.
And I'm sick and tired of your life. And I'm sick and tired of your life.
Sick and tired. Literalmente estoy enfermo y cansado. Pero sick and tired simplemente estoy harto. Estoy harto ya de la situación de él, de ella, de ellos. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired.
I am so sick and tired of his. I am so sick and tired of his.
And I'm sick and tired of your life. And I'm sick and tired of your life.
Bored to death.
I'll be bored to death. I'll be bored to death.
I'm bored to death, man. I'm bored to death.
Bored to death, simplemente muy, pero muy aburrido. Ya no puedes aguantar más. I'm bored to death. Let's go. I'm bored to death.
I'll be bored to death. I'll be bored to death.
I'm bored to death, man. I'm bored to death, man.
To get carried away.
Don't get carried away. Don't get carried away.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Well, let's not get carried away.
I'm sorry, I get carried away. I'm sorry, I get carried away.
Get carried away. Dejarse llevar en inglés, ¿ya? Estar tan feliz, emocionado, que te pierdes un poco de control de tus emociones. Don't get carried away. Tranquilízate un poco, ¿ya? No te dejes llevar ahí. Don't get carried away.
Don't get carried away. Don't get carried away.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Well, let's not get carried away.
I'm sorry, I get carried away. I'm sorry, I get carried away.
Si tú quieres que yo te ayude con tu inglés, si quieres que yo te respalde durante tu proceso de aprender inglés y quieres mejorar tu listening, speaking, fluidez y pronunciación, ven a mi curso Fast Fluidez. Enlace en el primer comentario. To get all riled up.
Every time I do Cecil get all riled up.
Every time I do Cecil get all riled up.
People get all riled up about nothing.
People get all riled up about nothing.
To get all riled up. Memorizarlo como una frase hecha. No hay que analizar las partes individuales. Get all riled up. Irritarse por algo, alguien, etc. She got all riled up. ¿Ya? Ella se puso muy irritada por lo que pasó. She got all riled up.
Every time I do Cecil get all riled up.
Every time I do Cecil get all riled up.
People get all riled up about nothing.
People get all riled up about nothing.
Bent out of shape. Fuera de forma.
I don't get all bent out of shape.
I don't get all bent out of shape.
I
He's all bent out of shape. He's all bent out of shape.
Bent out of shape quiere decir estar muy molesto por algo que pasó. Yeah? He's bent out of shape. Él está muy molesto por lo que pasó. Bent out of shape.
I don't get all bent out of shape.
I don't get all bent out of shape.
He's all bent out of shape. He's all bent out of shape.
Go bananas.
Cameron hears about this, she'll go bananas, okay? Cameron hears about this, she'll go bananas, okay?
I would go bananas. I would go bananas.
Go bananas, literalmente, ir bananas, vamos bananas. Go bananas quiere decir volverse loco, ¿ya? Volverse loco, perder control de todo. To go bananas, volverse loco. Go bananas. Y obviamente por un periodo corto, no es decir es perder tu mente por siempre, pero por un tiempo corto ya te vuelves un poco loco. He went bananas.
Cameron hears about this, she'll go bananas, okay? Cameron hears about this, she'll go bananas, okay?
I would go bananas. I would go bananas.
To have butterflies in your stomach.
And I get butterflies in my stomach. And I get butterflies in my stomach.
I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach.
I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach.
To have butterflies in your stomach. Puedes decir have or get, yeah? I have butterflies in my stomach. Literalmente, tengo mariposas en mi estómago. Quiere decir nervioso, yeah? Estoy muy nervioso. I have butterflies in my stomach. Porque se siente como tenemos mariposas volando ahí en el estómago, yeah? To have or to get butterflies in your stomach.
And I get butterflies in my stomach. And I get butterflies in my stomach.
I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach.
I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach.
A fish out of water.
You're a fish out of water. You're a fish out of water.
I'm gonna be a real fish out of water. I'm gonna be a real fish out of water.
A fish out of water. Esta creo que es igual en español y por favor avísame si no es así, pero una pez fuera del agua. Quiere decir alguien que no pertenece en un lugar y se siente muy incómodo ahí. I felt like a fish out of water at the fancy dinner. Ya me sentí como una pez fuera del agua en esa cena tan fancy ahí. Ya. A fish out of water.
You're a fish out of water. You're a fish out of water.
I'm gonna be a real fish out of water. I'm gonna be a real fish out of water.
To sleep on it.
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
Sleep on it. Literalmente, duerme sobre ello. Pero quiere decir consultar con la almohada. Antes de tomar una decisión importante, grande, sleep on it. Sleep on it. Hey, sleep on it. No tomes la decisión ahora mismo. Deberías consultar con la almohada. Sleep on it.
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
It's about time.
It's about time you got on the road. It's about time you got on the road.
It's about time we met. It's about time we met.
It's about time. Literalmente es sobre tiempo, pero quiere decir que ya es hora. Ya es hora, una frase para decir que ya he estado esperando demasiado. It's about time. Hey, it's about time you got here. Ya es hora que llegaste. It's about time.
It's about time you got on the road. It's about time you got on the road.
It's about time we met. It's about time we met.
in the nick of time, justo a tiempo.
You called just the nick of time, buddy.
You called just the nick of time, buddy.
They have arrived just in the nick of time. They have arrived just in the nick of time.
Justo a tiempo llegaron. They got here in the nick of time. No habían más para esperar. Tuvimos que irnos ya, pero they got here in the nick of time.
You called just the nick of time, buddy.
You called just the nick of time, buddy.
They have arrived just in the nick of time.
They have arrived just in the nick of time.
Around the clock.
Typex girls work round the clock.
Typex girls work round the clock.
My best engineers are working around the clock.
My best engineers are working around the clock.
Around the clock, literalmente alrededor del reloj, pero quiere decir todo el día, las 24 horas del día, ¿no? They work around the clock. Es decir, están trabajando siempre. Around the clock.
Typex girls work around the clock.
Typex girls work around the clock.
My best engineers are working around the clock.
My best engineers are working around the clock.
As time goes by. Con el paso del tiempo.
I hope as time goes by, he'll be able to forgive me. I hope as time goes by, he'll be able to forgive me.
As time goes by and his position becomes stronger.
As time goes by and his position becomes stronger.
As time goes by, your English will get better and better. Con el paso del tiempo, tu inglés va a ser mejor y mejor, o va a seguir mejorando, ¿ya? As time goes, sonido Z, goes by. As time goes by.
I hope as time goes by, he'll be able to forgive me.
I hope as time goes by, he'll be able to forgive me.
As time goes by and his position becomes stronger.
As time goes by and his position becomes stronger.
Call it a day.
That's it. Time to call it a day.
That's it. Time to call it a day.
Let's call it a day.
Let's call it a day.
Call it a day, ¿ok? Literalmente, llamarlo un día, pero queremos decir que terminamos por hoy. Ya se acabó todo. Let's call it a day. Vamos a terminar aquí por hoy. Vamos a dejarlo aquí. Let's call it. Call it a. Call it a. Tenemos que vincular. Let's call it a day.
That's it. Time to call it a day.
That's it. Time to call it a day.
Let's call it a day.
Let's call it a day.
Si no puedes comunicar en inglés como quisieras todavía, y quieres aprender todas las frases, todas las palabras que vas a tener que saber para sobrevivir en un lugar como Estados Unidos, Canadá, Australia, fíjate en mi entrenamiento de Starter English. Ahí vas a tener todo lo que necesitas, más audio para entrenar tu oído. For the time being. Es decir, por el momento.
But for the time being, I'm still alive.
But for the time being, I'm still alive.
Maybe we should leave it here for the time being.
Maybe we should leave it here for the time being.
For the time being. For the time being, I live in Vietnam. Por el momento, vivo en Vietnam. Pero a lo mejor en el futuro va a cambiar, ¿ya? For the time being. For the time being.
But for the time being, I'm still alive.
But for the time being, I'm still alive.
Maybe we should leave it here for the time being.
Maybe we should leave it here for the time being.
From time to time. De vez en cuando.
We still talk from time to time.
We still talk from time to time.
I think about it from time to time.
I think about it from time to time.
I like to drink whiskey from time to time. De vez en cuando me gusta tomar whiskey. From time to time.
We still talk from time to time.
We still talk from time to time.
I think about it from time to time.
I think about it from time to time.
To have the time of your life. Es decir, pasar el mejor momento de tu vida.
Get ready to have the time of your life.
Get ready to have the time of your life.
You will have the time of your life tonight.
You will have the time of your life tonight.
Por ejemplo, I hope you have the time of your life. Quizás estás yendo de vacaciones. Yo digo, espero que lo pases súper, pero súper bien. I hope you have the time of your life. Time of, your. Normalmente vamos a reducir el your a un your. Time of your life.
Get ready to have the time of your life.
Get ready to have the time of your life.
You will have the time of your life tonight.
You will have the time of your life tonight.
In my or in your own time. Es decir, en mi propio tiempo. Cuando yo quiera lo voy a hacer. O cuando tú quieras lo puedes hacer.
Please, let me tell her in my own time.
Please, let me tell her in my own time.
In your own time. Tell me the first thing you remember. In your own time. Tell me the first thing you remember.
I'll do it in my own time. Lo voy a hacer en mi propio tiempo. No me apures ahí. I'll do it in my own time.
Please, let me tell her in my own time.
Please, let me tell her in my own time.
In your own time. Tell me the first thing you remember. In your own time. Tell me the first thing you remember.
In the long run. En el largo plazo.
This is gonna help me in the long run.
This is gonna help me in the long run.
It'll be better in the long run.
It'll be better in the long run.
Learning English will help you in the long run. In the long run. Aprendiendo inglés te va a ayudar un montón en el largo plazo. In the long run.
This is going to help me in the long run.
This is going to help me in the long run.
It'll be better in the long run.
It'll be better in the long run.
It is. It's high time.
And it's high time you get it sick. And it's high time you get it sick.
It's high time you did your duty.
It's high time you did your duty.
It's high time. Literalmente es tiempo alto, pero quiere decir ya es hora. Ya es hora de hacer X cosa. It's high time you learn English. Ya es hora de aprender inglés. It's high time. Ya es hora.
And it's high time you get it sick. And it's high time you get it sick.
It's high time you did your duty.
It's high time you did your duty.
No time to lose. No hay tiempo para perder.
We have no time to lose.
We have no time to lose.
No time to lose. Don't look, just run.
No time to lose. Don't look, just run.
No time to lose. Listen. We have no time to lose. Escucha, no tenemos tiempo para perder. Tenemos que hacerlo ahora mismo. No time to, reduciendo el to a un to. No time to lose. No time to lose.
We have no time to lose.
We have no time to lose.
No time to lose. Don't look, just run.
No time to lose. Don't look, just run.
On time. A tiempo.
We're right on time.
We're right on time.
Get him to the church on time.
Get him to the church on time.
He arrived on time. Él llegó a tiempo. On, literalmente como sobre el tiempo. On time.
We're right on time.
We're right on time.
Get him to the church on time.
Get him to the church on time.
Once in a while. Otra forma de decir de vez en cuando.
Everybody gets there once in a while.
Everybody gets there once in a while.
I used to talk to him once in a while.
I used to talk to him once in a while.
I used to talk to him once in a while. Solía hablar con él de vez en cuando. Once in a. Tenemos que vincular once in a, once in a, once in a while.
Everybody gets there once in a while.
Everybody gets there once in a while.
I used to talk to him once in a while. I used to talk to him once in a while.
Old time.
They gave you the old time pricing.
They gave you the old time pricing.
You liked old time radio comedies.
You liked old time radio comedies.
Old time. Literalmente tiempo viejo, pero es como antiguo, ¿no? Lo estamos usando para describir algo o alguien, para decir que es muy antiguo o es del estilo muy, muy viejo, ¿no? Those old time movies. Los filmes esas muy viejas, ¿no? Eran increíbles. Oh, they were great, those old time movies. Old time.
They gave you the old time pricing.
They gave you the old time pricing.
You liked old-time radio comedies.
You liked old-time radio comedies.
Ahora tenemos time and tenemos over. Overtime, es decir, horas extras.
I can get 3 hours of overtime.
I can get 3 hours of overtime.
I'm gonna need everyone to do overtime.
I'm gonna need everyone to do overtime.
Over. Overtime, es decir, horas extras. Extras, okay? Normalmente en el trabajo lo usamos. Can you work overtime today? Es decir, ¿puedes quedar para trabajar más hoy? Overtime. Overtime.
I can get 3 hours of overtime.
I can get 3 hours of overtime.
I'm gonna need everyone to do overtime.
I'm gonna need everyone to do overtime.
To run out of time. Acabarse el tiempo.
I have run out of time. I have run out of time.
We have run out of time. We have run out of time.
We've run out of time. Nos acabó el tiempo ya. We've run out of time. Run out of. Run out of. Run out of time.
I have run out of time.
I have run out of time.
We have run out of time. We have run out of time.
Take your time.
Take your time. Do whatever you need to do.
Take your time. Do whatever you need to do.
Take your time, Father. Would you like some more tea?
Take your time, Father. Would you like some more tea?
Take your time. Toma tu tiempo. Tómalo suave, ¿ya? Take your time. Take your time.
Take your time. Do whatever you need to do.
Take your time. Do whatever you need to do.
Take your time, Father. Would you like some more tea?
Take your time, Father. Would you like some more tea?
Time out. Time out es decir tiempo de descanso.
Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out.
Normalmente lo usamos en el mundo de los deportes. Quizás alguien se lastimó y tenemos que decir time out, time out. Tiempo de descansar porque él se lastimó. También lo usamos con los niños. You need to take a time out. Es decir, tienes que dejar de jugar y sentarte ahí en la esquina o algo en tu cuarto y relájate un poco, ¿okay? You need to take a time out.
Time out, time out. Time out! Time out!
Time is money. Tiempo es dinero.
Come on, man. Time is money.
Come on, man. Time is money.
Don't take too long. Time is money.
Don't take too long. Time is money.
Lo usamos mucho para decir que como si alguien te está gastando mucho de tu tiempo, puedes decir, hey, time is money. Es decir, tengo que ir ya o tenemos que terminar esto porque nos está costando literalmente dinero, ¿no? Time is money. Time is. Time is money.
Come on, man. Time is money.
Come on, man. Time is money.
Don't take too long. Time is money.
Don't take too long. Time is money.
Time flies. Time flies. El tiempo vuela.
Time flies when you never see each other.
Time flies when you never see each other.
Time flies when you're being annoyed.
Time flies when you're being annoyed.
Es decir, ¿cómo pasa el tiempo, no? Time flies when you're having fun. El tiempo vuela a cuando lo estás pasando bien. Es decir, el tiempo pasa rapidito. Time flies. Nota el sonido hasta el final. Time flies.
Time flies when you never see each other.
Time flies when you never see each other.
Time flies when you're being annoyed.
Time flies when you're being annoyed.
Time off. Time off es tiempo libre.
I want you to take some time off.
I want you to take some time off.
Come on, he needs time off.
Come on, he needs time off.
Normalmente de una obligación que tienes, quizás tu trabajo, ¿no? Tú puedes decir, I need some time off. Necesito algo de tiempo libre. O puedes pedir a tu jefe, I need some time off. Es decir, necesito un descansito, quizás unas vacaciones muy pequeñas, o para resolver algo que tú tienes ahí. I need some time off. Time off, dicho rápido. Time off.
I want you to take some time off.
I want you to take some time off.
Come on, he needs time off.
Come on, he needs time off.
To give someone a hand. Echar una mano a alguien.
Come on, give me a hand with this now.
Come on, give me a hand with this now.
Veronica, give me a hand.
Veronica, give me a hand.
To give someone a hand. Could you give me a hand? ¿Me podrías echar una mano? ¿Me podrías ayudar? Yeah. To give someone a hand.
Come on, give me a hand with this now.
Come on, give me a hand with this now.
Veronica, give me a hand.
Veronica, give me a hand.
At your service. A tu servicio.
I'm at your service.
I'm at your service.
The library is at your complete service.
Library is at your complete service.
At your service. Lo vas a escuchar mucho quizás tomando un vuelo o cualquier relación entre cliente y trabajador ahí, at your service. Y obviamente puedes intercambiar el adjetivo posesivo, at his service, at her service. Pero ya, yeah, I'm at your service. I'm at your service. Estoy a tu servicio.
I'm at your service.
I'm at your service.
Library is at your complete service.
Library is at your complete service.
A cry for help. Un grito de ayuda.
It's a cry for help.
It's a cry for help.
The message was a cry for help.
The message was a cry for help.
Quiere decir que alguien necesita ayuda y es un señal de eso. It's a cry for help. Es un grito de ayuda. It's a cry for help. Acá quieres pegar la T y la S. It's más vincular. It's a cry for help.
To cry for help.
To cry for help.
The message was a cry for help.
The message was a cry for help.
El verbo to be más there for más alguien. Un ejemplo mejor.
You were there for me from the start.
You were there for me from the start.
I'm there for her as a friend.
I'm there for her as a friend.
You were there for me from the start. Estuviste ahí para mí desde el principio. Quiere decir que estabas ahí cuando te necesitaba, ¿no? O I was there for you, okay? I was there for you. You were there for me.
You were there for me from the start.
You were there for me from the start.
I'm there for her as a friend.
I'm there for her as a friend.
On your side. A tu lado.
I'm on your side.
I'm on your side.
I'm on your side.
I'm on your side.
Quiere decir que si alguien propone algo, una idea, un plan, un proyecto, y puedes decir, I'm on your side. Que estoy de acuerdo contigo y voy a estar ahí para ayudarte con eso. I'm on your side. Estoy de tu lado. I'm, cerré los labios. I'm on. I'm on. I'm on your side.
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 Do your part. Haz tu parte.
I need you to do your part. I need you to do your part.
Look, I'm just trying to do my part. Look, I'm just trying to do my part.
Quiere decir que seas responsable de lo que, de tu parte, de lo que tú tienes que hacer o de lo que tú eres capaz de hacer. Do your part. Y obviamente, de nuevo, podemos intercambiar el adjetivo posesivo. I will do my part. Yo voy a hacer mi parte. Mi parte de responsabilidad, me encargo de eso. I will do my part.
I need you to do your part. I need you to do your part.
Look, I'm just trying to do my part. Look, I'm just trying to do my part.
Have your back. De cubrir a alguien.
I will always have your back.
I will always have your back.
I have your back. I have your back.
I have your back. Yo te cubro, ¿ya? Yo voy a estar ahí para respaldarte. No tienes que preocuparte de eso. I have your back.
I will always have your back.
I will always have your back.
I have your back. I have your back.
Help, help someone out.
I think I can help her out.
I think I can help her out.
Could you help me out? Could you help me out?
Quiere decir ayudar a alguien con un trabajo, un proyecto ahí, o también a veces también darles dinero. Si necesitan algo de dinero, I can help you out. Te puedo prestar $5, no sé, $20, lo que sea. I think I can help her out. Creo que pueda ayudarla. I think I can help her out. You can help me out with a like, okay? You can help me out with a light.
I think I can help her out.
I think I can help her out.
Could you help me out? Could you help me out?
Back someone up.
I'll back him up. I'll back him up.
I want you to back me up, okay? I want you to back me up, okay?
Tiene un par de significados. Lo uso más común es respaldar a alguien. To back someone up. I'll back him up. Lo respaldaré. I'll back him up. Voy a estar ahí ayudándole. Estoy de acuerdo con él. Voy a ayudarle lo mejor que pueda. I'll back him up.
I'll back him up. I'll back him up.
I want you to back me up, okay? I want you to back me up, okay?
Cover for someone. Cubrir a alguien.
I'll cover for you.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
I'll cover for you.
Okay, thanks,
Randy. I can't cover for you anymore. I can't cover for you anymore.
Cover for someone. Quiere decir que quizás, te voy a dar un ejemplo, quizás te fuiste del trabajo temprano porque el jefe no estuvo ahí. Y pides a tu compañero, will you cover for me? Will you cover for me? ¿Me puedes cubrir? ¿Me puedes dar como una excusa diciendo que me enfermé, fui a la casa o algo así? Y te pueden responder, I'll cover for you. I'll cover for you. Te cubro. Cubriré. Te cubriré. Quiere decir que voy a dar una explicación al jefe si es que vuelva, ¿no? I'll cover for you.
I'll cover for you.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
I'll cover for you.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
I can't cover for you anymore. I can't cover for you anymore.
Bail someone out. Rescatar a alguien.
He'll bail you out.
He'll bail you out.
He's your son. You have to bail him out.
He's your son. You have to bail him out.
Eso, que vas a sacar a alguien de problemas, ya vas a rescatarles. I'll bail you out. O he'll bail you out. Él te rescatará. He'll bail you out.
He'll bail you out.
He'll bail you out.
He's your son, you have to bail him out.
He's your son, you have to bail him out.
Put yourself out. Exponerse.
Don't put yourself out. Don't put yourself out.
You're supposed to put yourself out.
You're supposed to put yourself out.
La frase más común que vas a escuchar, don't put yourself out. No te expongas. Quiere decir a que no hagas cualquier fuerza si no te va a salir conveniente, ¿no? Que no hagas demasiado para mí, ¿okay? Don't put yourself out.
Don't put yourself out. Don't put yourself out.
You're supposed to put yourself out.
You're supposed to put yourself out.
Lend someone a hand. Dar una mano a alguien.
Can you lend me a hand? Can you lend me a hand?
Here, let me lend you a hand. Here, let me lend you a hand.
Ayudar a alguien. Darles alguna asistencia en algún caso. Could you lend me a hand? ¿Me podrías dar una mano? Could you lend me a hand? Could you lend me a hand?
Could you lend me a hand? Could you lend me a hand?
Let me lend you a hand.
Here, let me lend you a hand.
Give someone the benefit of the doubt. Dar a alguien el beneficio de la duda.
I gave you the benefit of the doubt over and over.
Gave you the benefit of the doubt over and over.
But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Quiere decir que aun si no estoy 100% cierto de lo que me estás haciendo, te voy a dar el beneficio de la duda. Voy a decir, ok, te voy a creer ahora porque no me has mentido en el pasado, no estoy tan seguro de lo que me estás haciendo, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Gave you the benefit of the doubt over and over.
Gave you the benefit of the doubt over and over.
But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Bend over backwards for someone.
We will bend over backwards for you.
We will bend over backwards for you.
I think they would bend over backwards for you.
I think they would bend over backwards for you.
Literalmente es como extenderse hacia atrás 100% para alguien más, pero quiere decir intentar extremadamente duro ayudar a alguien, ¿no? Hacer lo imposible por alguien más. Will you bend over backwards for me? We will bend over backwards for you. Nosotros haremos lo imposible por ti. We, nosotros acá por este lado, we will bend over backwards for you.
We will bend over backwards for you.
We will bend over backwards for you.
I think they would bend over backwards for you.
I think they would bend over backwards for you.
Put in a good word for someone. En español creo que es dejarme bien parado.
Let me put in a good word for you.
Let me put in a good word for you.
Put in a good word for you.
Put in a good word for you.
Es decir que, por ejemplo, digamos, si yo trabajo en una compañía y tú quieres sacar una entrevista, tú quieres tener una entrevista con mi jefe, tú puedes pedir que yo put in a good word for you, que yo voy a mi jefe y hablo de tus buenas calidades, ¿no? De lo que tú haces bien y por qué deberíamos contratarte, ¿no? I will put in a good word for you.
Let me put in a good word for you.
Let me put in a good word for you.
Could put in a good word for you.
Could put in a good word for you.
Go out of your way.
Don't 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 go out of your way.
Normalmente, para alguien más o por alguien más. Quiere decir salirse del camino o esforzarse mucho para alguien más, ¿ok? Y lo que vas a escuchar mucho, la frase más común acá, don't go out of your way. Puedes pensarlo, estás yendo directamente acá y para alguien más te están pidiendo que vas así, ¿no? Don't Don't go out of your way.
Don't go out of your way. Don't go out of your way.
Don't go out of your way. Don't go out of your way.
Take someone under your wing.
He'll take you under his wing. He'll take you under his wing.
I took him under my wing. I took him under my wing.
Tomar a alguien bajo tu ala. Take someone under your wing. Quiere decir, puede ser un niño que necesita ayuda. Puede ser una nueva persona en tu compañía que no sabe nada. Y tú vas a llevarles ahí a tu lado. Como protegerles un poco, pero también enseñarles. Ayudarles mucho. ¿No? You're taking them under, imagínate si eso es una ala, under your wing. I took him under my wing. Lo tomé bajo mi ala. I took him under my wing.
He'll take you under his wing. He'll take you under his wing.
I took him under my wing. I took him under my wing.
Born with a silver spoon in one's mouth.
You know I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
You know I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Ha nacido con una cuchara de plata en la boca o nacer en cuña de oro, ¿no? Born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Quiere decir nacer rico, riquísimo, y no tener que preocuparse sobre cosas materiales en la vida. Tener todo ya entregado. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth.
You know I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
You know I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
A pretty penny.
That'll catch a pretty penny at the local pawn shop.
That'll catch a pretty penny at the local pawn shop.
Well, he'll make a pretty penny off that sale. Well, he'll make a pretty penny off that sale.
Literalmente un centavo guapo o guapa, algo así, pero quiere decir mucho dinero, ¿ya? I bet that house cost a pretty penny. Como me imagino que esa casa costó un montón de dinero, ¿ya? A pretty penny, mucho dinero.
That'll catch a pretty penny at the local pawn shop.
That'll catch a pretty penny at the local pawn shop.
Well, he'll make a pretty penny off that sale.
Well, he'll make a pretty penny off that sale.
Bread and butter. Pan y mantequilla.
I'm your bread and butter man. I'm your bread and butter man.
My ability to think is my bread and butter. My ability to think is my bread and butter.
Literalmente, ¿no? Lo usamos para describir la acción, el trabajo principal que tenemos para ganar el pan. Ya como nuestros ingresos principales, ahí es nuestro bread and butter. That's my bread and butter.
I'm your bread and butter man. I'm your bread and butter man.
My ability to think is my bread and butter.
My ability to think is my bread and butter.
Money to burn. Dinero para quemar.
He's got money to burn. He's got money to burn.
The government has got money to burn.
The government has got money to burn.
He's got money to burn. ¿Qué quiere decir? Que tiene demasiado dinero. Tiene tanto dinero que lo puede tirar por todos lados, hasta lo puedo quemar si quiere, porque tiene tanto. Yeah, he's got money to burn.
He's got money to burn.
He's got money to burn.
The government has got money to burn.
The government has got money to burn.
Money talks.
Money talks, son.
Money talks, son.
Money talks, people.
Money talks, people.
Literalmente, el dinero habla. Pero mejor es como el dinero manda. Quiere decir que el dinero es poder. El dinero manda la situación y muchos te van a decir o vas a escuchar en películas como alguien diciendo, oh, yo quiero que hagas esto, yo quiero que hagas esto, y dicen, money talks, como muéstrame el dinero y hago cualquier cosa, ¿ya? O hago el trabajo que me estás pidiendo, pero tengo que ver tu dinero. Money talks. Deja de hablar con palabras y muéstrame el dinero. Es lo que quieren decir, ¿no? The problem is solved. Money talks. El problema está resuelto. El dinero manda.
Money talks, son.
Money talks, son.
Money talks, people.
Money talks, people.
To make ends meet.
That the firm should help you make ends meet.
That the firm should help you make ends meet.
I was struggling to make ends meet.
I was struggling to make ends meet.
Llegar al fin de mes económicamente. Tener lo suficiente para llegar al mes y pagar todas tus cuentas y ya. Justo eso, ¿no? To make ends meet. Puedes decir, he barely makes ends meet with that job. Apenas llega a fin de mes con ese trabajo. Como no le dé nada más, he just makes ends meet.
That the firm should help you make ends meet.
That the firm should help you make ends meet.
I was struggling to make ends meet.
I was struggling to make ends meet.
To be back on one's feet, como de nuevo, de pie, o recuperarse.
Hey, get back on your feet. Hey, get back on your feet.
You'll get back on your feet.
You'll get back on your feet.
Se puede significar también, literalmente, que alguien tuvo sufrió un accidente, no podían caminar y ahora están mejorando, ¿no? He's back on his feet, literalmente. Normalmente estamos hablando de económicamente. Se perdió su trabajo, pero ahora ya está de pie de nuevo, está avanzando, he's back on his feet, buscando un nuevo trabajo, buscando nuevos ingresos, etc. He's back on his feet. Está tomando acciones.
Hey, get back on your feet. Hey, get back on your feet.
You'll get back on your feet.
You'll get back on your feet.
To cost an arm and a leg. Costar un brazo y una pierna, literalmente, o costar un ojo de la cara.
Probably cost me an arm or a leg somewhere down the line. Probably cost me an arm or a leg somewhere down the line.
This is an advanced computer system. Costs an arm and a leg.
This is an advanced computer system. Costs an arm and a leg.
No, que cuesta mucho. It costs an arm and a leg. That apartment cost an arm and a leg. Ese departamento costó un montón de dinero, yeah? Cost an arm and a leg.
Probably cost me an arm or a leg somewhere down the line.
Probably cost me an arm or a leg somewhere down the line.
This is an advanced computer system. Cost an arm and a leg.
This is an advanced computer system. Cost an arm and a leg.
Dirt cheap. Dirt cheap.
They sell Cubans there. Dirt cheap.
They sell Cubans there. Dirt cheap.
Wow. Rent must be dirt cheap.
Wow. Rent must be dirt cheap.
Lo usamos como un adjetivo para describir algo y decir que es baratísimo, que casi no tiene precio, ¿no? It's dirt cheap, tan barato como la tierra afuera por la calle. Dirt cheap. His car is dirt cheap. Quiere decir que su auto es muy, pero muy barato. It's dirt cheap. Cheap.
They sell Cubans there. Dirt cheap.
They sell Cubans there. Dirt cheap.
Wow. Rent must be dirt cheap.
Wow. Rent must be dirt cheap.
Si no puedes comunicar en inglés, ¿cómo quisieras todavía Y quieres aprender todas las frases, todas las palabras que vas a tener que saber para sobrevivir en un lugar como Estados Unidos, Canadá, Australia. Fíjate en mi entrenamiento de Starter English. Ahí vas a tener todo lo que necesitas, más audio para entrenar tu oído. Si aprendiste cualquier frase nueva, por favor avísame en los comentarios. Y si quieres más lecciones como esta, por favor avísame. Mil gracias a todos que han venido a Patreon para apoyar este canal. Mil gracias a cada uno de ustedes. Y ya, espero que estés muy bien. Hasta entonces, chao, chao.